Hello, everyone. You've tuned in to Paradigm Shifters, and boy, there's a lot of paradigms being shifted these days. And one of them is in the way we pay for projects, the way we support projects, and the way we engift one another in this society where the financial confusion reigns heavily. So I have a wonderful guest today, and he's going to share with you some of the information about crowdfunding. Crowdfunding has been used for some very, very big projects lately. So let's introduce to you Sid Zaghri. Sid, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited that you're here because we all could use, I think, a lot more education about crowdfunding, how it's going. I think you also know about some of the results of it so far, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Crowdfunding is something that's become in the popular culture in the last few years because of companies like Indiegogo and Kickstarter and GoFundMe. Those are a few of the well over 500 crowdfunding companies that are in the mix today. But really, Veronica, crowdfunding is something that has been going on for a very, very long time. And I always like to give the example of the raising of a barn. People will, in the community, will come together with resources, whether it's wood or nails or labor, and together as an organization of a community, raise a barn for a family. That's crowdfunding.
Yeah, but that has been so prevalent, has it? Not like it used to be in the older days.
No, but now that we have this new thing called the internet, people have taken up that same mentality and are starting to fund projects using technology as a way to gather crowds of people together to fund anything from new products, some amazing
to a revolution.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, communication has increased. You're seeing all kinds of things. The last two presidential elections are great examples of crowdfunding. Regardless of your political orientation here in the U.S., the Obama campaigns, you know, they really were able to raise more money through crowdfunding, through $5, $10, $20 at a time, soliciting over the internet, than the established powers that be that had people who were donating literally billions of dollars. Hmm. And so it shows that by taking just, you know, an approach where you're reaching out and you have a wide reach to many people, that you can accomplish amazing things in ways that never happened previously.
That's really interesting, isn't it? Also, I was thinking today in preparation for this discussion we're having is like a lot of websites online now have a little donate button. And
yeah,
a lot of like online media things have a donate button. It's all part of the same thing, isn't it?
Well, it is in one sense. The sites that are more geared directly towards crowdfunding, like Indiegogo, WeShare Crowdfunding is another that's coming on big. The site that my son utilized and you generously contributed to when he was raising funds for a movie last month, or actually in November, is called Kickstarter. And his goal was to raise $18,000 to produce an independent film. And thanks to folks like you and me and others, in less than a week, he raised over $18,000. During the course of the 30-day period that the crowdfunding was in place, he raised over $25,000 to make this film.
Mm.
And that's very exciting to see that, you know, a young person that has dreams and aspirations and has some expertise in terms of being able to reach large numbers of people can further what they're doing, empower their creative expression, and get a film made. I mean, it's just amazing.
That's really exciting, actually. So who are you, Sid? Big question, eh?
Well, you know, I am a person that has a wide and varied background, 30 years in corporate America in business development, as an executive prior to that, doing sales and marketing. Early in my career, I was involved in the catering business. Today, what I'm up to is working on socially conscious entrepreneurship, and that's why I'm so interested in crowdfunding, because it allows for socially conscious entrepreneurs to fund their project.
I'm just so fascinated by the world economic situation, which if you look at it from certain perspectives, it's pretty scary that they're always talking about a collapse in, you know, the whole kind of empty infrastructure, you know, the stocks and the derivatives and all these things that have pumped up numbers way beyond what the substance is in them. And I'm thinking that this crowdfunding and donate and people circulating funds on those levels are really a very clever way for humanity to offset some of the dangerous illusion that's going on. Is that right? Would you agree? I know I already asked that question once in a certain way.
No. You're spot on. I mean, so I completely agree with you. Probably the biggest example of the kinds of things that are going on in this world today that people should get themselves educated about, because that's the key to these things. Here in the U.S., the last budget that was passed actually included the legal right for the government to have the taxpayers bail out banks that get in trouble for this crazy derivatives business. And it got slid in at the last minute by both sides of the House and both sides of the Senate. So it's not a Democrat or Republican thing. Everybody agreed to this. And they also include something called bail-ins. And this is also very scary. This is different than a bail-out.
What are bail-ins? Good grief.
Well, it's really a bail-out with different language to make it so people will accept it. It's a way to keep banks solvent at taxpayers' expense when they do stupid stuff.
Oh my God!
And so these are one of the just an example of the kind of thing. I think one of the biggest issues that affects most of the free world today is the fact that we're still operating on fiat currency, and so. Fiat currency means that there's not an asset that is backing the currency like gold. Okay. In this country, Richard Nixon took us off the gold standard. He did some other very interesting things during his presidency that history has recorded. I think that probably the most damaging thing that he did was to take us off the gold standard. And there's, for folks who follow this, there's a move behind the scenes right now to push back to an asset-backed currency, because the amount of currency, Veronica, that was printed from 2006 through 2012 exceeds the total amount of currency that was printed in the United States since we started printing it in the beginning of this country.
Hmm.
It's absolutely incredible. And
with no substance, right?
There's no asset backing it. It's just paper, and it really is a scary thing. Now, that's kind of a dismal picture, huh?
Well, no, I don't know if it's as dismal when we're talking about, for example, crowdfunding, because one of the things I'm fascinated by is A, we're watching this this ridiculous pile of what lobbied financial gain. pile up until it's really precarious. On the other hand, people are beginning to be aware that we have to sort of drop back and be responsible and have the be the resources in our own lives. And I think crowdfunding and that sort of thing is a very, very key support for us, is it not?
It is. And what we're also seeing is that there are alternative currencies that are popping up.
I was going to ask you about those, like Bitcoins.
Yeah, Bitcoin, which has been very controversial because it's been rather volatile, but it's a new sort of electronic currency that's popped up, and there's some regulatory hoo-ha around it. However, it's really just the beginning. There are also currencies that are starting to pop up. That in fact, I just saw one recently that it looks like it has a gram of gold embedded in the card.
Oh, really?
So it's literally it's literally a currency that has gold in it.
What's it called? Outside of gold, what's it called?
You know what? The name escapes me at the moment. This was something I kind of saw on the internet. But I'm sure if you Google, you know, gold backed currency, that it would come up. There's a lot of different kinds of moves afoot, and crowdfunding being one of the key ones that are starting to move in this direction of really sort of getting back to basics when it comes to finances.
You don't think we're going to have to go and trade chickens and lambs for peanut butter and sheets or anything soon, do you?
Well, I think that the powers that be, and I'm not a big conspiracy guy, but I pay closer and closer attention to some of the things that are going on in the world. But I think the powers that be want to protect what they have. There's really, you know, in my view, just several banking families that are in control of what's going on in the world of finance. And certainly, you know, 8, 10, maybe 20 countries that are ruling what's going on through organizations like the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and then the Organization of the Central Banks around the world. They want to protect what they have. If things get too out of hand, what will happen is that they will lose a lot of what they have, and so they don't want that. They want to protect what they have, and will go to great lengths to make sure that things don't get too crazy.
Well, this is sort of interesting. So it's all a collaborative thing around the world. The money thing is it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, just to get back to crowdfunding, the thing that I find so compelling is that we are finally in a place where we have a mechanism that bypasses all of that corruption, all of that manipulation, all of that control. And we're witnessing it in the area of finance. You know, the Arab Spring was a good example, not as it relates directly to finance, although there were major financial implications and impacts of how the internet and how communication is possible, and how it makes a difference across millions of people, having the will of the people take effect within a given country or within a given geography even. And so I think that that's really promising, and we're seeing that same sort of effect with crowdfunding, where people are now able to fund their dreams, to fund the things that they want, and they're taking their own initiative to step up in the world powerfully and expressing their divine purpose. And that's in my view, that's what we're all meant to do here, is to express our divine purpose. That's why we showed up. So to me, it's very promising, and that's why I'm focusing a lot of energy and working within the crowdfunding realm to reach as many people as I can and share with them about this, you know, this method, whether it's through Kickstarter or that, you know, that funditoday.info website that I mentioned, or any of the other, you know, over 500 crowdfunding companies out there.
I think it's a really, really exciting thing. I'm hoping, and why I keep pushing these other questions about old corporate domination or the capital, crux of what's running the money around the world, is really, you're talking about people becoming powerful within themselves, no matter what is the superstructure, right?
Well, it's a decentralization of power, right?
That's right.
And that's a beautiful thing. You know, one of the reasons that we have such concentrations of wealth amongst individuals in the world today is because so much of what's been going on in the distribution of energy, for example, has been in the hands of a few corporations, which are run by and owned by a few families, literally. Yes, there's major stockholders, and they're publicly traded, but the vast majority of these companies are held by a very few people. Now with, for example, one really good example is the company Tesla. Tesla has developed wonderful electric car technology, and they are now introducing across this country a series of supercharger stations where you can charge your Tesla car in 20 minutes and get down the road. That's making it possible for people to not buy gasoline anymore. That's an amazing thing.
Yeah, isn't that exciting?
It is.
And the tie that has to ecology and to the environment is huge as well, right?
It really is. And the more that we decentralize, so, you know, for example, we're seeing big push and big adoption of solar technology as well. And so that means that we're not buying, here in Southern California, and we're not buying it from Edison anymore. In fact, we're selling it back to Edison, which they don't like very much. But it gives the decentralization of all of that money back out to us. And so what that does is that actually creates a really vital, vibrant local economy, because now, rather than, you know, paying a few hundred dollars a month to Edison, I got a few hundred dollars a month for my family, and that's going to impact the local businesses in my community. And so my community is going to get stronger. And instead of having this huge concentration of wealth in the bank accounts of, you know, the power companies, just as one example.
I love that. That's really, really exciting, isn't it? Give me some more examples, Sid, of people that are doing crowdfunding. I know of one guy who created, he's an inventor, and he's quite known in the alternative health fields. And he invented a machine that works to enhance the brain, so that if you're losing your memory and so on, or if you're not really, really very good at studying or this sort of thing, you just wear this thing for a while, and it really electronically, it ups the facility of your brain. It can really heal it. And you know that there's a danger in those kinds of things in the community, because if it interferes with the marketplace, you know, it can get snuffed. So anyway, he put up a crowdfunding to support putting this out at a new level, and he asked for hundreds of thousands of dollars, but he got more than twice as much as what he asked for. So there's a whole other thing, which is a market survey going on with a lot of this stuff as well. Right?
Well, yes. I'll tell you a couple of the ones that that I really like, the things that I've seen recently. So I have a dear friend, actually my former wife, who has had a hearing issue for many years due to tinnitus. And it's made it very difficult for her to be in social situations, causing a lot of angst and just some difficult stuff. Well, crowdfunding financed the development of a very sophisticated, easy to apply micro hearing aid that can be adjusted by the user using an app on the phone or the computer.
Oh, wonderful.
So typically what happens when you get a hearing aid is you go in, you get fitted, and then they do testing, and then they do an adjustment for hearing for you, so that it kind of tests to see how well it's working, and they cost between $2,000 and $3,000 for the product and the services to get up and running. This particular is all self-done, so do it yourself, and it is you get two of them for $275.
Well, that's good, and it works for her. It works for her.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. It's just it's a kind of thing that really is out there making a difference, and created a new business, which meant more jobs too. So that was one that I really liked. Near where I live in Glendale, California, there's a little company called Game House, spelled GameHaus, and this is just a lovely little place where you can go play board games.
Oh, really?
And
neat.
Have really good coffee. They have really nice gluten-free meals and some vegan food. I think that they set out to raise $80,000, raised over $200,000 to start this thing.
Wow.
And it's been running for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've met and spoken with the owner to learn more about his experience with crowdfunding. And it's just an amazing, wonderful thing. Some of the projects that are trending right now, in the health arena, for example, are projects that are very much, oriented to, making, or helping individuals get where they need to go. It's really sometimes people have issues that with just a little bit of money can really get addressed, like whether it's that they really need some orthotic shoes or they need
surgery and stuff.
Yeah, they need a surgery. The platform that's doing a lot of that work is GoFundMe.
Okay.
Funditoday.info, there's quite a few on there like that. And so that's an area that we're starting. Can I tell you a funny story about crowdfunding?
Funny is good.
Okay, so there's this fellow. This is all over the news, by the way. Some of your listeners may have heard this one before. But there's this fellow who, as a joke one night, put a crowdfunding website up for a bite of potato salad.
Oh, you're kidding. Okay.
And so he was going to make this potato salad, and then once he made it, he was going to ship you a bite. Right? Total joke. Never thought anything would happen. $34,000 he raised.
Yeah! That's funny.
Now, then the question came up, well, what about the ethics? What about, come on, what are you going to do with the money?
It reminds me of the rocks from way back when. When somebody marketed pet rocks and made a fortune.
I know, I remember that. I bought one. And so what he did is he said, look, I had no intention. He made a public statement. He said, I had no intention of trying to scam anybody or do anything. I'm glad you thought my thing was funny. I have nothing to do with this. I don't know what I'm going to do with this money. I'm thinking I'm going to give it to charity or give it back. And here are the charity too. And overwhelmingly, the people who donated money got back with him and said, give it to charity. Let's make a big deal out of this. They ended up raising more money, gave it to charity. I know one of the charities that they gave it to, ALS Foundation, because he did one of those.
The water thing?
The cold splash things, and that was all over the news. But, that's the kind of thing that just sort of illustrates the how dynamic this is.
I think it's just brilliant. Tell me this, Sid, because I don't think we've said this yet, is if you have a crowdfunding project, okay, what happens is people get a reward, right? You don't make your money and then you return the money to the people. Can you explain some of the logistics to it all? What the rewards are, what's required?
Yeah, so there are lots of different ways that this works. Each website has different ways of doing this. Some are set up so that you've got 30 or 45 days to raise all of the money that you set out to raise. If you don't hit your mark, it all gets returned and you get nothing. Others are set up that if you don't make your goal, they charge you a higher service fee, but you do get the money. Others are set up that there really is no goal. That the funditoday.info, that one, there's no specific goal. It's more of an ongoing type of project.
I thought that's the one you said was like student loans and stuff.
Well, it's really for anything. We've got people who are doing everything from funding digging wells in Africa, women's and children's shelters, a horse rescue that I saw recently. There's a fellow who wants to purchase a used commercial jet airliner in order to provide transportation for medical purposes for people who can't afford medical transportation for, you know, getting to a specific hospital that has specific, procedures and that sort of thing that they do that is not done anywhere else. So there's lots of different kinds. Go out on the internet, learn about it. The project I'm working on is the www.funditoday.info, but that's just one of over 500. I think that particular one is amazing in terms of the way that they share the crowdfunding. However, it's not right for everyone.
And that's the one you're working on. So are you doing a project right now?
Yeah, I have a project. I'm actually raising funds to take my consulting and coaching business, which is called Black Belt Strategies for Powerful Living, to a whole new level. And I've got a book that I want to publish and bring it up to Amazon and New York Times bestseller in 2015, and all that stuff takes money. So I'm using crowdfunding to get it done.
Well, good for you. So we're to look for Black Belt Strategies, and what did you call it? YouFundIt.com?
Yes, funditoday.info.
Oh, funditoday.info.
Yes.
And I've really enjoyed this. It was a pleasure to meet with you and to hear all this. You've got me thinking about the world and about the crowd and about the money. This is great. We can be very powerful, huh?
Yes. I think that, you know, in any time in history, humanity is redefining itself right now. And what's really important is that each of us get educated and play a role. Each of us are more powerful than we can possibly imagine. And the more that we are realized that, the more that we're going to have a positive effect in the world.
That's wonderful. And when you say get educated, that means really look for the source of information and try to get what's really going on, not just what's being marketed, right?
That's right. Not what we're being fed.
Mm-hmm. So how do people get hold of you, Sid?
Well, the easiest thing, if someone wants to have a conversation about this or, you know, any of the stuff I'm involved in, you're welcome to give me a call. My number is 805-570-3614. And I've got an email address, which is S like Sam, R like Robert, Z like Zebra, C like Charlie, B like Boy, D like David at gmail.com. So that's SRZCBD at gmail.com.
Well, it's been a real pleasure to speak with you. And thanks for that broad spectrum of information on empowering people. And I do know that you use a lot of affirmative thought and visualization and creativity as well in your work. So we throw that in another day.
All right. Well, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And namaste to you and all of your listeners.
And to you. Thank you so much, Sid.
Okay. Take care.
So this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening to Paradigm Shifters. And get hold of Sid if you've got ideas about what he's talking about global finances or about crowdfunding projects on all levels. It's been wonderful to speak with him, and thank you for listening, and help yourself to the podcast, which is going to be up soon on veronicaentwistle.com or Stitcher or iTunes. Many blessings.